Leftist Labour Party loses seats to pro-Gaza independent candidates in England local elections. By Kurt Zindelka on May 4, 2025. Growing sectarianism saw pro-Gaza candidates continue to take votes away from the multicultural Labour Party during the council elections in England this week, following a trend which began in last year's general election. While Sir Keir Starmer's left-wing Labour Party suffered heavy losses at the local level this week, with voters fleeing en masse to Nigel Farage's Reform UK and to other left-wing parties like the Greens and Liberal Democrats, the governing party continued to see candidates fall to single-issue pro-Gaza independence. These included 18-year-old woman Maheen Cameron, who won the Burnley Central East seat on Lancashire County Council on 38% of the vote, compared to Reform at 30% and Labour in a distant third at 14% after previously holding the seat, the Daily Mail reported. Cameron previously drew controversy by advocating against the free mixing of men and women in public spaces, having argued that Muslim women aren't really comfortable with being involved with Muslim men. "I'm sure we can have segregated areas, segregated gyms, where Muslim women don't have to sacrifice their health." In addition to Cameron, the Lancashire County Council saw seats won by pro-Gaza independents Azhar Ali and Osman Arif, who was among the mass exodus of leftist and Muslim politicians from the Labour Party over Starmer's stance on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Ali, for his part, was kicked out of Labour after he claimed that the Israeli government had intentionally allowed the October 7 terror attacks that left over 1,200 people dead and hundreds more taken hostage by Hamas terrorists. The schism, which has seen one of Labour's most reliable voting demographics begin to break away from the leftist party, came in the wake of the Israeli response to the barbaric October 7 attacks by Islamist Hamas terrorists in 2023. Starmer riled the anger of many Muslims in Britain by refusing to brand Jerusalem's attempts to root out the radical jihadists from the Gaza Strip as a genocide. This saw four Muslim candidates win in traditionally Labour strongholds in last year's general election, after which they paired with ousted Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn as a pro-Gaza faction within the House of Commons. Perhaps even more concerning was the fact that many top Labour politicians, including government ministers such as Wes Streeting and Jess Phillips, barely held on to their seats against pro-Gaza candidates, suggesting that Labour's grip in many areas may fade further as sectarian voting increases. The increasingly unreliable Muslim vote may provide a further opening for Nigel Farage's Reform Party as it seeks to overthrow the two-party Westminster establishment in the 2029 general election. Bolstered by anger over mass migration, the upstart party was the big winner of Thursday's elections, picking up a staggering 677 council seats, the mayoralty of Greater Lincolnshire, and the Runcorn by-election for Parliament. In contrast, the cratering Conservatives lost 674 seats, while Labour lost 187 despite many of its seats not having been up for election. Despite the loss, Prime Minister Starmer appears set to double down on his unpopular policies, writing in The Times, "We were elected in last year to bring about change. I am determined that we will go further and faster on the change that people want to see." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.